Mario Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Donald Trump has selected his running mate, AP correspondent Meg Kinnert reports.
Former President Donald Trump has selected Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate for the 2024 presidential contest. Vance was first elected to the Senate in 2022 after receiving an endorsement from Trump in a contested Republican primary. Vance, who penned his memoir, Hillbilly Elegy, about life in Appalachia, once described himself as a never-Trumper. But when he was running for Senate, Vance later said that he regretted those comments and was a supporter of Trump. Throughout this year's campaign, Vance has appeared on the trail with Trump and in support of him at various events across the country. He also traveled to New York City during Trump's hush money trial, where Vance spoke out vehemently against the charges that prosecutors were pursuing.
AP correspondent Meg Kinnert. Meanwhile, the former president has become the official Republican presidential nominee after receiving the votes of enough delegates at the Republican National Convention Monday afternoon. Authorities hunt for clues, but the motive of the man who tried to assassinate Donald Trump remains elusive. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
FBI Deputy Director Paul Abate.
Texts and phone call detail information that thus far has not revealed anything with regard to motive or the involvement or knowledge of anyone else.
Crooks used an AR-style rifle authorities say they believe was purchased by his father. The roof where he was found about 160 yards from where Trump was speaking before he reported a bullet pierced his ear. High school classmates say Crooks was rejected by the rifle team for being a bad shot. Jason Kohler went to the same school and says Crooks was a loner.
He was bullied, sat alone at lunch.
Records show Crooks was a registered Republican, but they also show he gave $15 to a progressive PAC. I'm Julie Walker.
This is VOA News. A Trump victory in the U.S. November elections would put into question Washington's continued support for Ukraine as its war against Russia drags on, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Monday he was not concerned about that prospect. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
Trump has been noncommittal about continued support for Ukraine if he were elected. During his debate with U.S. President Joe Biden, Trump indicated he felt the U.S. was spending too much on the war in Ukraine. And following a meeting with Trump earlier this year, Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban, an ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin, said Trump assured him aid to Ukraine would stop if he were elected. But speaking at a news conference in Kyiv Monday, Zelensky said he was not afraid of a Trump presidency. I think that if Donald Trump became president, we will work together. I'm not worried about this, he said. Zelensky said he met with several Republican governors while in Washington last week for the NATO summit and said he was assured of the party's backing. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
One of the two Americans convicted in the 2019 stabbing death of an Italian plainclothes police officer has been granted house arrest. State-run RAI Television says Gabriel Natal Jorth can serve his 11-year, 4-month sentence at the home of a grandparent in the seaside town of Frigine, west of Rome. Natalie Jorth and Finnegan Lee Elder, both from California, had been found guilty in the July 29th killing of the officer in a botched sting operation after a Rome drug deal went bad. Earlier this month, an appeals court greatly reduced their original life sentences. Voters went to the polls in the Central African nation of Rwanda Monday for legislative and presidential elections, where President Paul Kagame was expected to win a fourth term in office. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
The 66-year-old, who helped lead the rebel movement that ended Rwanda's 1994 genocide, has held the presidency for nearly a quarter of a century. He won the last election in 2017 with a reported 99% of the vote. That was also after a constitutional change removed term limits that would have prevented him from standing again. Kagame is credited with transforming Rwanda into a thriving economy. He has, however, also faced accusations from rights activists and Western nations of muzzling the media, stifling opposition, and backing rebel groups in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo. Rwanda's government has denied all the accusations against it. While campaigning, Kagame promised continued development and stability.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. A giant panda has given birth to a cub at a Dutch zoo in a boost to the captive population of vulnerable mammals, the zoo announced Friday's birth on Monday. The zoo says both mother and cub are doing well. A video shows Wu Wen in a bed of hay as a high-pitched squeal and a series of low growls signal the birth of the cub. The mother can then be seen carrying the cub in her mouth. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.